A Jewish journal article, cut short. Over the past 15, maybe even more years, I've been getting my hair cut by a woman named Reina. At one time or another, all three of my boys also went to her. I never knew her last name. I recently learned it was Luna. Reina, a beautiful woman of Spanish descent in her 60s, had a cheerful, happy countenance. But once she snapped that barber's cape around your neck, she had a job to do, and she was great at it. A passage in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 27 says, "Do not round the corners of your head." This meant that according to tradition, Jewish men were prohibited from removing the hair on their temples in front of the ears, essentially the upper part of one's sideburns above the zygomatic bone. Working in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood, Reina was aware of this, and she also knew more Jewish holidays than most Jews. I never spent more than 25 minutes every few months sitting in her chair where she rented a space. But I felt like she was a friend. Most of the time, she wouldn't let me face the mirror and see what she was doing. In her presence, I always felt happy and safe. Last week, as I was about to go on a trip, I called Reina for a haircut. Unless she was off that day, she always had a spot for me whenever I called. "Hi, Reina, it's Mark. How are you?"
"Fine, fine, thank you. How can I help?
Do you have any openings today?
When do you want to come in?"
15 minutes.
"Okay, see you soon."
"Thanks, Reina." This time, though, instead of Reina picking up, there was a message in Spanish and English saying that the number was no longer in use. Had Reina moved again? And even if she did, why would she turn off her phone? The phone is a hairdresser's lifeline. I followed Reina to three different locations. Over the years, I had occasionally drifted away from her, but I always returned. Like my wife and many other women, splitting up with their hairdresser or trying someone else broke the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not abandon your hairdresser. At least 25 years ago, I went to a guy who circumcised my ear with scissors and still charged me after mopping up the blood. I still went back to him. As soon as I sat down, Reina and I would have a little chat. "Good to see you, Reina. How's your family?" I had no idea how many kids she had or if she was married, but I knew she had a family.
"Good, good, Mark. And how's Nancy and the kids?"
Reina always asked about my wife Nancy, even though Nancy told me she only met her once. Last week, I found out that Reina had passed away from cancer. I only knew her as healthy, and she hardly ever complained about anything. Though she stood on her feet for 8 hours a day, she never once mentioned it or made any move to suggest she was tired of standing. Reina's death was a shock to me. Meeting someone for just 20 or so minutes every 2 months is more than enough for me to consider them a friend. If I had known and had the chance, I would have gone to say goodbye to her. Reina was a rare soul. You could feel her warmth and kindness while sitting in her chair. I could sense how important life was to Reina, how much earning a living meant to her, and how much she loved her family. I think she could sense the same thing in me, and that made our time together perfect. There was a 2-year period during COVID-19 when I didn't see or talk to her. After the shop reopened, I went back to get my haircut. She told me how hard it was for her not to work. I feel cheap saying it, but the best I could think of doing was doubling her normal tip. It may not have been much, but when she saw that I did that, her face lit up because she knew I felt her pain. She knew I cared about her. Goodbye, sweet Reina. Mark Schiff is a comedian, actor and writer, and host of the You Don't Know Schiff podcast. His new book is, Why Not? Lessons on Comedy, Courage and Chutzpah.